And I really haven't seen a lot of details about what went on. Can you kind of update the people?
All right. So what I got is I still don't want to disclose the name because I saw a paper just did it. And I don't – well, actually, I can because they talked to the family. But it was a 30-year-old black female. It wasn't Latina like a few sources originally said. Her name is Morgan Rankin. She was a member of David's Chapel Church. Even in the article where the some members from the church were speaking, they said that she had mental issues. Apparently it was like a neighborhood disturbance kind of issue going on. When the cops came, it appeared to be a car chase. Car chase led to them saying that, you know, she quote unquote tried to run over three cops, and she wound up crashing her car. And when she got out the car, after the crashing incident, she charged at a cop with a knife, which I assume would be a pocket knife because people and black people in general don't carry around machetes.
We're not trying to be funny, but yes.
Yeah, you know, so it's just, you know, I did a news interview earlier, and I was talking about, you know, at what point are we going to realize that cops need to be trained to deal with situations like this a little bit better? You know, like there's literally countries where police do not have guns and they manage to apprehend, subjects that do have weapons and they apprehend them alive with no harm, no foul. So cops are, you know, the surrounding people. But in America, you know, especially when it seems to come to deal with issues of mental illness or people that are showing signs of mental illness, we're not really dealing with that. We're not protecting and serving those people. We're just ending their lives, right? So I think our police departments, APD in general, like, we have to find a way to deal with people when they're acting out in a way that is screaming that I need help. You know, because it's been plenty of cases, Snoop, and I'm not trying to get too political on your show, where, you know, white men in particular have done some things, some crazy things to cops, and they apprehend them alive. You know, but it's like when it's people of color that's doing it, when we're acting, quote-unquote, you know, crazy or strange, we get bullets to the chest or to the head or wherever. Like, we don't get a chance to... Mm-hmm. To really, you know, like go through the healing process and go through the criminal justice, right. You know, so...
Right. And, you know, it may be like, I'm not a smart person, but maybe if you're dealing with someone with a mental illness, it causes you to switch to a rubber bullet type of weapon. So if you do need to discharge a shot, it would be a bullet because obviously this person is unstable, so you aren't shooting to kill. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess
And then, you know, like, they have tasers, they got batons, they have a full utility belt that should respond to certain situations, you know, so... In this case, which really bothers me, where we have a 30-year-old black woman being shot and killed by cops because she's charging them with a knife, I'm pretty sure a grown adult-sized cop with all his protection on under his suit and this utility belt full of weapons can de-escalate the situation. Same thing with David Joseph. You know, I don't care what anybody says. That cop had plenty of other options to preserve the sanity of life for that child. Same thing in this case with this 30-year-old black woman. You know, like when are our cops going to and in general police department is going to realize, hey man, we have a problem, more so when it comes to dealing with at-risk people in black and brown communities, you know. And my last little thing, man, so people can go back to having a good time and listen to Snoop Daniels on 96.3.
Yeah.
Like, we the black community, like, man, we got to come out and step up, you know. Like, everybody else is standing up for themselves, and, you know, we kind of saying, well, where were they for Black Lives Matter? You know, man, I really think that we have to stand up and combat these police institutions and combat, like, local policies and laws that are not protecting us, man. Like this is another instance of why it's important for us to come together and fight this thing together, man. Like, and we need everybody, because if we don't seriously stand up and confront these issues, it'll be your cousin, your girlfriend, your daughter, your son, your uncle, or somebody next week. And it's just like, how many times in Austin the cops going to get away with killing black and brown people and getting you know, a paid vacation, paid leave, and then get the same chance to come back to work? It's just like at some point enough has to be enough.
All right, Cam, real quick, your thought.
And I was just going to say, I feel like the important thing is you have to be able to feel comfortable reporting to local officials or even, and I'm going to say all cops are not bad. There are those cops that are bad, though, and you shouldn't be afraid to report those cops.
But I will say this, and I think in black and brown communities, we don't feel comfortable calling cops because when they appear on the scene, we are, like the person that called and the person that you called on are both treated like, you know, suspects. You know, so I do agree, though. We do have to continue, and I know people are not going to like me for saying that. We're going to have to build these broken relationships with law enforcement in black and brown communities. And more importantly to me, we're going to have to build and foster relationships in our own communities where maybe we see, you know, something strange going on. We don't have to call the cops. We can build a relationship with our neighbors to where we don't have to call the cops. We can de-escalate this on our own, right? Because I think just through historical context, the relationship between cops and people of color is going to take a long time to mend. Is it mendable? I do believe so. I'm an optimist, right? But I do think, and I agree with you 100%. I'm not saying all cops are bad at all. But the institution of policing needs to be thoroughly looked at, man. It is broken from inside out, and we need to fix it. We need to literally sit here and say, as a global community, that you know, some of the practices that we are teaching these cops to do are outdated, and we need to do better. We're in a time now where we have and can label like all sorts of mental illnesses, right? And this is not back in the day when somebody was crazy or you thought they were crazy and they were doing something else. Now, oh man, you know what that is? That's PTSD or that's schizophrenia, and we know what that is, and we know how to deal with those things. But cops are not trained to do that. So I agree with you, all cops are not bad, but they are inadequately untrained, and we need to fix that. I definitely agree with you, though. I will never say all cops are bad because that's the same rhetoric that's been used against black people and Muslims and gay people. All gay people this, all black people this, all Muslims do this. When we go to the airport now, we have to take off our shoes because, you know, a couple of people that practice the Muslim religion, the Islam religion, do one thing, and now we group this whole beautiful religion, in my opinion, and now look where we at, right? So I definitely agree.